اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله ولك الخلق كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين، يا راحم المساكين ويا ذا القوة المتين، ويا أرحم الراحمين، ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به، واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا، أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين. O most kind Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate Allah, O Allah, all praise is due to you, O Allah. Every favor you have given us, O Allah, you have granted us, O Allah. O Allah, we are grateful to you for those favors, O Allah. O Allah, these very favors that you have blessed us with, O Allah, we are grateful to you, O Allah. O Allah, but it is these very same favors that we have used to displease you, O Allah. O Allah, we have used these favors, Ya Allah, to commit guna and sin, O Allah. O Allah, we beg you, O Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. O Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive our major sins, O Allah. Forgive our minor sins, O Allah. Forgive the sins we've committed knowingly, O Allah. Forgive the sins we've committed unknowingly, O Allah. Forgive the sins we remember, O Allah. Forgive the sins we've forgotten, O Allah. O Allah, forgive the sins we've committed intentionally and unintentionally, O Allah. Forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. O Allah, there's no other door to knock on besides your door, O Allah. O Allah, you are that forgiving Zat, Ya Allah. Forgive us, O Allah. Forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, it is the last few nights of this Mubarak month of Ramadan, O Allah. O Allah, don't let this month pass without our gunas being forgiven, O Allah. O Allah, hum iqrari mujrim hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum iqrari mujrim hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we confess of our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, on this night, Ya Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. O Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our parents, O Allah. Forgive the sins of our grandparents, O Allah. Forgive the sins of our family members, O Allah. O Allah, forgive the sins of our brothers and sisters, O Allah. Our wives and children, O Allah. Our neighbors, O Allah. All those who've asked us to make dua for them, O Allah. Forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we confess and we admit that we've committed sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and we know that these sins come with evil effects, O Allah. Ya Allah, these sins have evil effects, O Allah. O Allah, don't let the evil effects of these sins catch up with us at any time, O Allah. Na'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'na. Na'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'na. O Allah, save us and protect us from the evil effects of these sins, O Allah. O Allah, forgive all of our sins, O Allah. O Allah, don't leave any sin, Ya Allah. Forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, turn these sins, Ya Allah, into good deeds, O Allah. O Allah, nothing is impossible for you, O Allah. O Allah, you turn these evil deeds into good deeds, O Allah. O Allah, have mercy on us, O Allah. Have mercy on every one of us, O Allah. Forgive all our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, one day we're going to have to leave this world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai, Ya Allah. One day we're going to leave this world, Ya Allah, we don't know how we're going to go, Allah. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut. Oh Allah, let that day be a very mubarak day, Ya Allah. Let that day be, let the way we go, Allah, be a very mubarak way, oh Allah. Let it be blessed, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you guard us at that moment, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you help us at that moment, oh Allah. Allahumma a'inna ala sakaratil maut wa ghamaratil maut. Ya Allah, at that occasion, Ya Allah, who is there to help us beside you, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, you help us, oh Allah, assist us, oh Allah. Ya Allah, let us go in a good way, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us go in a way of sin and guna, oh Allah. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in some sin and some haram, oh Allah. Ya Allah, let us go in a good way, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guard us and help us and assist us at that moment, oh Allah. Oh Allah, let us go in a good way, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you and beg you, Ya Allah, for Jannat in this Mubarak month, oh Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ridaaka wal jannah. Wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wa ghadabika wal nar. Oh Allah, bless us with Jannat, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we're not worthy of Jannat, oh Allah. Oh Allah, our actions, Ya Allah, don't warrant that we enter into Jannat, oh Allah. Oh Allah, but we are hopeful of your grace and your mercy, oh Allah. Oh Allah, that's the only hope we got, oh Allah. Oh Allah, your mercy and your grace, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant us Jannah to your mercy and your grace, oh Allah. Oh Allah, save us and protect us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Rabbana sarif anna azaab Jahannam. Rabbana sarif anna azaab Jahannam. Oh Allah, save us and protect us from the fire of Jahannam, oh Allah. Oh Allah, save us and protect us from the fire of Jahannam, oh Allah. Oh Allah, grant us Jannah, Ya Allah. Save us and protect us from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you and beg you, Ya Allah, to give us the Mubarak ways and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fill our lives with that Sunnah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the Sunnah, the love for the Sunnah and the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let us love you and let us love Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let us love everything linked to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His ways, his family, his people, his town, his masjid. Everything linked to him, O Allah, fill that love into our hearts, Ya Allah. The Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, put that love and respect for this hadith into our heart, Ya Allah. Give us the understanding of the Mubarak words of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the true understanding of the Quran Kareem, O Allah. O Allah, grant us true ilm and true understanding of deen, O Allah. O Allah, grant us true understanding and fiqh fi deen, Ya Allah. Grant us true understanding of deen, O Allah. O Allah, put good ways and good habits and good morals into us, O Allah. O Allah, let us be good and kind to people, O Allah. O Allah, we beg you, O Allah, you be happy with us, O Allah. Let Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be happy with us, O Allah. Ya Allah, we spent our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we spent our lives doing so much of work and so many actions, O Allah. Ya Allah, that may have hurt and caused heart and hurt and pain to the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've heard that the Mubarak heart, O Allah. O Allah, let the coming days of our lives, Ya Allah, be spent in actions that bring joy and pleasure to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, when we meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, let him be happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let him be happy with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be happy with us, O Allah. O Allah, the wrong that we've committed, O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. Ya Allah, wipe out those sins, O Allah. Ya Allah, let this Mubarak month of Ramadan be a changing point in our life, O Allah. O Allah, let us come here, let us gain much, O Allah. O Allah, there are two groups of people here, Ya Allah. There are those, Ya Allah, who are your pious and selected servants, O Allah. Ya Allah, we are grateful that you have given us the opportunity to be with them, O Allah. O Allah, and there are those of us who have blackened our faces with guna and sin, O Allah. Allah, have pity and mercy on us, O Allah. O Allah, you have put us in their company, O Allah. Ya Allah, let us stay in the company of the pious, Ya Allah, in this world, and keep us with the pious in the akhirat also, O Allah. O Allah, don't make it be such, Ya Allah, on that day, Ya Allah, day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, day in one line and we in another line, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't make it such, Ya Allah, the day in one line, Ya Allah, on the line to Jannah, Ya Allah. And we in the wrong line, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us be with them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us be with them, Ya Allah. Let us be with your selected servants. Tawaffana muslimin, walhiqna bis-salihin. Tawaffana muslimin, walhiqna bis-salihin. Ya Allah, those of us, O Allah, who you have blessed with children, O Allah. O Allah, let these children be the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let them be the coolness of the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba ikram, Ya Allah, and all the awliya, Ya Allah, be happy with us and be happy with them, Ya Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربي هب لنا من الصالحين ربي هب لنا من لدنك ذرية طيبة انك سميع الدعاء يا الله we beg you يا الله those of us who don't have children oh Allah bless them with pious offspring oh Allah oh Allah those of us Those who aren't married and looking for suitable spouses, Ya Allah, give them suitable spouses, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those whose marriages are in problems, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you grant them solutions, Ya Allah, grant them happiness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Mubarak Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going through difficulty in all parts of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help to have mercy on this Mubarak Ummah, Ya Allah. Because of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, help the Ummah, Ya Allah. Help them through the difficulties, Ya Allah. People in different parts, Ya Allah, are suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help them, assist them, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give them afiyat, Ya Allah. Take them, relieve them of their problems and their sufferings, O Allah. O Allah, and grant us afiyat also, O Allah. رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا فِتْنَةً لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ وَنَجِّنَا بِرَحْمَتِكَ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ O Allah, help the ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring us all unto your deen, O Allah. O Allah, bring us all unto your deen, O Allah. Let us hold firm unto your deen, Ya Allah. Let us hold firm unto the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let those love for the sunnah and love for you and love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be deep in our hearts, O Allah. O Allah, accept our coming here, O Allah. Allah, we haven't come here on our own, Allah. You have sent us here, Ya Allah. Allah, just as you've brought us here, O Allah. Allah, you have allowed us to come, O Allah. Let us go with benefit, O Allah. Let there be a noticeable change in our lives, O Allah. O Allah, let there be a noticeable change, O Allah. Let us go home with something, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help us and assist us in everything we do, O Allah. Grant us the ability to please you and to make you happy with every moment of our lives, O Allah. O Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, you are the only Zat to ask, O Allah. O Allah, be pleased and happy with us at all times, O Allah. Allahumma rida anna ridan la tasqatu ba'dahu abada. Allahumma rida anna ridan la tasqatu ba'dahu abada. O Allah, whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked for and your pious servants have asked for, O Allah, grant us that, O Allah. Ya Allah, whatever we have desires in our hearts, Ya Allah, and we haven't asked for, Ya Allah, we've forgotten about. Ya Allah, but everyone has a desire in his heart, O Allah. O Allah, you grant us that, O Allah. Ya Allah, and whatever Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked protection from, O Allah. You grant us protection, O Allah, and you save us from all that, O Allah. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Once they ruled over Bukhara, a very cruel ruler, who one day was riding a horse when he noticed a dog which was sick and weak, shivering with cold. He was moved to tears and told one of his servants to take the dog to his house and care for it till he returns from the ride. Saying this, he went on his errand and came back in the evening. On coming home, he called for the dog, had it taken care of in the corner of his house, served it food and drink, and told his servants to massage its body with oil and cover it with blankets to protect it against the cold. Then he lit a fire to keep it warm and comfortable. 2 days later, the ruler died. A pious person who was aware of the ruler's cruelty and his wrongdoings saw him in a dream and asked him, "How did you fare in the reckoning?" The ruler said, "I was made to stand before Allah Ta'ala who said to me, 'You were like a dog inasmuch as you had cruel, beastly, inhuman ways. And we have granted you forgiveness by virtue of your showing mercy to a dog.' Then Allah Ta'ala in His infinite mercy took upon Himself the requital of all the cruelties and wrongs done to me by others. Infinite is the bounty of Allah Ta'ala and He is the sovereign Lord of all who are generous to others. No one can attain a true knowledge of the extent of His magnanimity. He may at will grant salvation to a man pleased with what might seem a small act of virtue. Therefore, one should seek his pleasure at all times, never regarding an act of virtue to be insignificant, for a man never knows which of his deeds might please his Lord.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت شاه ولي الله صاحب رحمة الله عليه is known to be the Sanad al-Hind. That is, that if any person is quoting any hadith in the Indo-Pak subcontinent, then he'll have to quote it through the chain of Hazrat Shah Waliullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Allah Pak has accepted him to that level that the chain has to link up with him. So no matter who it is, but when he's quoting a hadith, then that hadith has to be linked up. And in that link, Hazrat Shah Waliullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has to feature. So therefore, he's known as the Sanadul Hind. Similarly, there was a great muhaddith and a great sheikh, Abu Bakr. He was also a Sanad. But they call him the Sanadul Alam, not just for India, but for the entire world. Any person quoting a hadith, then he will link up with Hazrat Abu Bakr. So this sheikh lived for some time in Makkah Mukarramah, and he was going through a very difficult time, constraints, poverty, and the poverty came to the level of starvation. One day there's no food, and then the second day, and the third day. Really, we don't know what is difficulty. We complain about the small little things that we go through, but we don't know really what is difficulty. When I look around in our lives, then there's nothing but comfort. Allah Pak has given us good homes, good children, good food, good clothing, good motor cars. What can we complain about? Sometimes it happens that one small little trial that we go through, we look at it, we don't look at the broader picture, that how much Allah Ta'ala has favored us. It is a fortune of a man that he looks at the favors of Allah Ta'ala, goes on looking at the favors of Allah Ta'ala, and look at those that are lesser privileged than him. This is a very great fortune, it's a very great blessing that he looks at those people that are lesser privileged, and that Allah Pak has privileged him in so many ways. Good health, good food, good family, good folks. You are in Islam, born of Muslim parents. Respect, dignity, people look at you with respect. So there's so many things to be thankful to Allah Ta'ala. Now if we leave all these things here, and there's more one, two things that come our way and we keep crying over those things, then really, then we aren't being thankful, we aren't being appreciative. Look at the people that are suffering in prisons, taken as captives of war, being tortured, sometimes. It's a woman that's become widowed, her husband is killed, children have become orphans and yatims, and they're living in those conditions. And then when we look at ourselves, compare ourselves against them, there's nothing that we can complain about. So Allah will give us that heart that is always thankful, that tongue that is always thankful, that we look at the favors of Allah Ta'ala and be happy. Not only say shukr, but from within our hearts, we say to Allah Ta'ala that we are really happy. We are really happy, over happy for what you have given us. You have given us much more than what we deserve. Really, we didn't, when I look at myself, within myself, I don't deserve anything. And in spite of not being worthy, not being deserving, Allah has favored so much, showered so much and so much and so much over and over again. Really, if for 1 second we are ungrateful, really it's our misfortune. 1 second also we can't be ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala. So this gratitude, this is the thing that we need to add into our lives. Shaitan, he promised Allah Ta'ala, لا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين. When he inspected mankind, so his analysis of mankind, his analysis and finding was, لا تجد أكثرهم شاكرين. Allah Ta'ala, how I will get them, that most of them are ungrateful. So I will get them through the avenue of them being not grateful, the avenue of being ungrateful. From that avenue, I will get them. So they'll complain about this one thing, the second thing, wife is not right, child is not right, food is not right, money is not right, car is not right, house is not right. So this is the avenue that I will smash the road. So we have to smash the road of shaitan by showing gratitude. One is the favors that Allah has given us, and then the greatest favor is the favor of iman. See? You know, when we look at all our life, then the end of our life, what we desire for is to go in a good way. Do we desire anything more than that? What we desire that in a good way Allah must take us. With afiyat, with ease, with respect, and take us with iman. This is the hope, this is the desire of every mu'min, that Allah takes him from this world, but takes him in a good way, with ease. So one easy way to get that, one easy way to accomplish that, is to be grateful to Allah Ta'ala. That Allah, you have been so grateful to us, that you have blessed us with iman, with ease, with comfort. So keep thanking Allah Ta'ala, for it is the promise of Allah Ta'ala, if you're going to be grateful, then I will add to your favors. So if you are grateful to iman, grateful for the ease that you're enjoying, then Allah Ta'ala will always be easy with you. And he will always guard your iman because you're being thankful about the iman that you've been got. You have enjoyed. Right? So be ever thankful to Allah Ta'ala for what he's given you. Forget the small things that come your way. Think about all this greater favors that you enjoy. So we are speaking about this Abu Bakr rahimahullah, who's called the Sanadul Alam, and he was going through some constraints, from poverty to starvation, and then there's no food for 1 day, and the second day, third day, fourth day, 4 or 5 days, and absolutely nothing to eat. You can imagine a place like Makkah Mukarrama, the heat is intense, and there's nothing to eat. In that state, he goes out of his home. As he's walking the street, he finds a wallet. So in all honesty, he says that I'm going to leave it here, it's going to be stolen just now. Someone will pick it up, it'll go into the wrong hands. I'm not going to use it, but I'll keep it in trust. Perhaps one day perhaps the owner may come around one day looking for it. When he comes looking for it, then I'll give it to him. The Muslim was like this. He had that deep down honesty. And he had that heart that I must do something for people. Do something for Islam, something for people. Rather than only doing for myself, then I must do it for people as well. One person collected a couple of million rands for a masjid project. He's traveling and he had to stop over. So he had to perform his namaz, and he had his wallet where he had monies that he had collected. He had kept it one side and he's performing his namaz. Completed his namaz, he jumped into the taxi and he's returning. And as he's returning midway, then he remembers that I left my money in the masjid. And that wasn't my own money, it was the masjid money. It was all the chanda money that I had collected. So he returns to the masjid not to find that wallet. So now he's excited now. I got this money here and it was not my own, it was for the masjid and it has disappeared. So he made an announcement that if anybody has found a wallet of money, then it belongs to me, please return it to me. And then he made an additional announcement that this masjid was not for my personal self, it was for the masjid. So if someone is going to return it, Allah Pak will really favor him. But if he's going to pocket this money, then he will definitely be punished. Because it's a masjid money, it's not my personal thing. And if anybody does return it for my personal money, I'll see him right. Anyway, he made the announcement and he sat down. People left the masjid. One person called him. So, right, you are not from this town, so you need a place to stay at least till tomorrow morning. You come and stay with me. So he slept the night. The morning, he provided him with breakfast and all that. After that, he brought up the wallet and he gave it to him. Counted the money exactly like he had it. So as he promised, he took out that 500. That's the money, like 2-3 centuries ago. So 500 is a lot of money. He took out that 500 to offer him as a token. He said, no, never. I'm not going to take it at all. Please, you must take it. You brought some life into me. I would have died out of shock here. What would my people have told me, and the people that I have received the donations from, what would they have told me? So you brought life to me. So no, I'm not going to accept 1 cent. So he says, but why? He says, a masjid is a thing. See the statement he makes. A masjid or a dini project is a thing that everybody is supposed to be contributing towards, not taking from. A masjid is a thing that I am supposed to be contributing towards and not eating from the masjid, not letting the masjid work for me. I must work for the masjid. An ordinary person, but when a person has got some virtue in him, some righteousness, then his thinking is different. Allah Pak teaches him, Allah Ta'ala guides him. This is called taqwa. And this is what Allah Ta'ala really marvels. Okay, what is the level of taqwa? Walaki yanaluhu taqwa minkum. So he's not looking at your wealth, he's not looking at anything else. But he's looking at the degree of taqwa. Within your heart, how deeply do you have me within your heart? So when you're talking about this Abu Bakr Wasiti Rahmatullah Ali, and he picked up this wallet, he looked at the contents, etc., and doesn't find anybody, so he takes it and he leaves it in trust with him. A day or 2 days, 3 days later, someone comes around and he says, there's a wallet that was lost, and this wallet belongs to me, and if anybody brings it up, then I am going to reward that person. And I'll reward him with 100 gold coins, gold, pure gold coins. Because he had some precious stones inside, diamonds and rubies and all he had inside. So this Abu Bakr Wasiti Rahmatullah, I asked him about the description of the wallet and exactly what he had. So everything fit the description, he returned it. As he promised, he is returning, he's giving him that 100 gold coins. And Abu Bakr Wasiti, he is going through starvation. For 4 or 5 days, nothing to eat. But the understanding and the outlook of those people was different in that zamana. It wasn't a materialistic. Ours is, what is in there for me? In anything, what is in there for me? what will I get? And their sight was by Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, I'll return this, and what is in there for me in the akhirat? And here we wanted cash. So Abu Bakr Wasi, this is, no, I don't want anything. No, but I made an intention. So whatever intention you made, you're going to do, you sort yourself out, but I'm not going to take anything. Nonetheless, everything ended. He didn't accept 1 cent. Though he's going through constraints, not just constraints, starvation. We talk of a little bit of, you don't have a car, I have to take a lift here, there and all that. And here the man is going through constraints, not constraints, but starvation. Imagine 4 days, nothing to eat. 4 days, 5 days, nothing to eat. Sometimes later, the same as Abu Bakr, Wasiti Rahmatullahi, had to undertake a journey. You see, what good we do, then there is a consequence. We may not see it straight away, but there is a genuine consequence. Okay. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَا. Allah Ta'ala doesn't forget. Hum to bhool jate hain. Lekin hamara khuda to kabhi bhoolta nahi. He doesn't forget. He keeps everything in record. Okay. This man, he was true. He was good. So in time, I will see him also. For the good that he has done, I will see him. So he was traveling and he was shipwrecked. So the ship broke down, people drowned, and he found a log and he sat on the thing and the thing brought him to an island. Came there. He walked and walked until he saw a masjid and he settled in the masjid. I was thinking to himself what to do. So he was an alim, he was a qari sahab, great qari sahab and great alim. So he said, alright, let me start off teaching these children here. I see these children are quite far away from deen. They don't know anything about deen. So let me teach them about deen. So he started teaching the children. And for that, people start bringing food. So, alright, zaruwat to puri ho gayi. The need was to eat. So I'm teaching also. I teach for 10 hours in the day and I get some food. Alhamdulillah. I got a shelter. I'm teaching and I'm teaching Quran Sharif. After 2-3 months, the people of the town, they discovered this is a very talented person. Very talented, where our children were and where they are today. Mannerisms, ways, Quran Sharif. We didn't know anything and this man brought us up. Right? We didn't know absolutely anything and from where to where. So, uske peer to bandh lena chahiye. Must tie him up, you see. Now, how to tie him up? Get him married. In the slang you say buckled. So get him tied up. Get him tied up. Dunya matlab ki. Everybody got the matlab, right? So their matlab is to tie him up here so he doesn't leave the town. So now he becomes too independent that he'll leave us this now. So you got him tied up now. Achhi ladki talash kar li. Hari puri mali gaye. So he's tied up now. He can't move. So they worried about their matlab, you see. So they proposed a girl and got married. Now see what happened, what he did. The shipwreck, everybody died. Allah Pak saved him. Brought him to an island, he's been teaching Quran Sharif. Allah Pak arranged for his meals. Shelter he's got, and Allah Pak arranged for his meals. So the main things are already arranged. Now Allah Ta'ala arranged for his marriage also. Karne wali zaat kiski hai? Who is doing? But he's looking also your history, what you're doing. What is the level of taqwa, righteousness? What is the level of your commitment? When there was an encounter, then you did it purely for me or you did it for some material gain? Allah Pak is looking at all this. And then when you had an intention, then how firm are you on your intention? Then did you waver or you remained firm on your intention? All this is being noted. وَمَا كَانَ I must say this again. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّا. Our Rabb never forgets. We'll forget, but He'll never forget. The good that you did, small, discreet, but He doesn't forget. Nonetheless, they found a girl, suitable girl, and they got him married. Now, they got him married, and then, obviously, they had to introduce him to his wife and all that. Now, In the Eastern countries, when they introduce, it's a big affair. The whole host of people, the brothers of the girl and all that, they'll go take the person, the bridegroom, and lead him to the bride. The bridegroom is led to the bride. Now, there's a whole host of people, the bride's brothers and sisters and all that, they're taking the karisab to meet his bride. As they take him to meet his bride, then the karisab is looking at the necklace, necklace and the locket there. And he's staring at the locket for about a minute. So these people are very disgusted. Hey, karisab, you got to be married to the woman, not to the locket here. Why do you admire the locket here? Karisab is not bothered about what they're saying, and he kept on admiring the locket. Karisab, make up your mind. You got married to this girl or to the locket? And the Karisab said, you see, the same. I'm looking at this locket here. This was the same locket, exactly, because I'm looking at the description that I had found in Makkah Mukarramah, and I had returned. So when Karisab said this, that whole house echoed with takbir, Allahu Akbar, Narai Takbir. Everybody shouted. Now Karisab got shocked. Why? What happened now? So they explained the Karisab exactly what had happened. That this girl's father had passed away some days ago. And he used to always speak about one Karisab. That Karisab, what he did, how he returned that wallet to him. I never forget that favor that he has done. And he didn't want to take 1 cent. So it was an unforgettable memory. So he kept on making dua, either Allah, I meet the person, or my daughter must get married to him. Either I meet the person, because he's a blessing now, that blessing mustn't go out of my house. That blessing, such an honest and sincere person, I must either see him again, or he must get married to my daughter. The same thing that he had given away for the sake of Allah Ta'ala came back in marriage to him. Anyway, they lived quite happily. 1-2 years, and he got a child from this woman. And it happened that some time passed, 2 years or 3 years, and the wife passed away. Then not long after that, the child also passed away. So he was the only heir. So all that wealth came back to the Karisab. That wife passed away, then the child passed away. So now, according to the law of inheritance, right, there was no other successor, no other heir, so everything came back to the Karisab. See, what you gave up for Allah Ta'ala's sake you gave up. Now the same thing goes around and comes back to you. Only for the sake of Allah, he did it. See? So that precious diamonds and rubies and all that he had returned for the sake of Allah. Allah said, I don't need these things. I must just say, kun, the whole world can become a diamond. In one stroke, the whole world can become a diamond. But Allah wants to see now, what's your behavior? What's your conduct? How do you conduct yourself? When I will command you to be honest, to be sincere, to be righteous, then initially you say, yeah, Allah, I will be truthful, but then there will be some trials that will come your way. There will be some examinations that will come your way. In the face of that examination and trial, then Allah will want to see you, how steady you are. Do you keep up to your promise, or then you waver? So if you're absolutely straight, then Allah will bring about that wealth back to you with ease, and not only with ease, with respect. Now see how it happened, that this man is making dua, and he's insisting, Allah Akbar, that person must get married to my daughter. So that wealth is coming back, not with his striving, with honor and respect. Woman is coming, and wealth. What we struggle for is these two things, isn't it? Wealth and woman, right? Wealth and a man, what are you striving for, woman or wealth? So the woman and wealth also comes back. It comes back with respect and with honor. But what Allah Akbar wants to see, that how well do you fare on the examination of righteousness, honesty and sincerity. Unfortunately, this sincerity, honesty is becoming a lost commodity. It's becoming like extinct amongst the Muslims, right? Whereas it was an outstanding trait in the Muslim, now the sincerity, honesty, righteousness, this is becoming extinct. When any commodity becomes extinct, especially sincerity, righteousness, the more it becomes extinct, the more precious it becomes. Don't you have animals now, they're becoming extinct, so they're looking for it, and now it becomes a criminal offense to interfere with that animal. A precious stone that is becoming extinct, then it becomes very, very priceless. So this sincerity and honesty is becoming like an extinct, something extinct. Because anybody does anything, that it is for a reward. I'm seeing you, then it's for a reward. I don't want to even talk to you without getting a remuneration. A doctor is playing golf, you know, on the turf, he's playing golf. So the person he plays with is a lawyer, you see. Doctor and lawyer both are playing. So the doctor is complaining to that lawyer that he's playing with, you know what? Now my patients are becoming too smart. Because they just ask me, they tell me the symptoms over the phone, I got this problem here. So I prescribe the medication. They go straight to the pharmacy, get the medication finished, so I don't get anything of it. So the lawyer, obviously, attorney, his work is to make money, isn't it? Everybody's work is to make money. So he told him, you know what, when they telephone you, then you must bill them. That's your consultation, so you must bill them for the consultation. Right? So anyway, he understood it now. In future now, I must bill them. If they consult me over the phone also, I must bill them for the consultation. Just not even 3 days later, he received a bill. Consultation on the turf, 500 rands. See? So this is the world we live in. Nothing for mahala, nothing. We don't want to be kind, no compassion, no love. And this is becoming extinct. So Allah Pak will appreciate this. We're doing things only for Allah Ta'ala. Sincerity, honesty. When you can do this, because it's becoming extinct, therefore Allah Pak will appreciate it. Allah Pak tawfiq naseeb kare. Make some zikr for some time.